From the Tie Cats Audio Network, this is Tie Cats Today with Braden Neville.
On today's show, I catch up with receivers coach for the Hamilton Tiger Cats, Naaman Roosevelt, as we discuss getting to work with this core for next year. He also talks to me a little bit about his stories as a player when he was playing for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders and when he played for his hometown Buffalo Bills. And we also discuss gearing up for next season. It's Wednesday, March the 6th, 2024, and this is Tie Cats Today. Happy hump day, everyone. We have a cool one for you today as we have the receivers coach Naaman Roosevelt, a guy with multiple 1,000-yard receiving seasons in the CFL. Also a guy who is from Buffalo and got the chance to play with his hometown Buffalo Bills. And a lot of people around here are Bills fans. We all know that, as well as Tie Cats fans. So some cool stories from him. And he also spoke to me about gearing up for coaching as the receiving coach for the Hamilton Tiger Cats. All right, joining me now is the new receivers coach for the Hamilton Tiger Cats, Naaman Roosevelt. Coach, thanks for joining me on today's show, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Brandon. How you doing?
I'm doing good. It's good to have you on. It's a good opportunity to talk to you about some of these receivers we're going to have on this receiving core next season. And I want to get right into the first one, a big re-signing for the Tie Cats and Tim White. And what do you think about him and his game and getting to work with a guy who's been so successful these last few years?
I mean, I'm excited just watching the film. We have a lot of staff meetings, and we've been watching a lot of film from last year and the last couple of years. And I mean, he's been an exciting receiver. I mean, he's explosive. He's run great routes. So, you know, I'm excited to get with him and, you know, help him improve, keep improving, man. He's been getting better and better every year. So, you know, my job is to, you know, help him with that.
Is he a guy you've had any conversations with yet, or is he too busy doing his work that he's doing overseas right now to be talking to anybody?
Yeah, I just seen he's around. We communicate a little bit, but, you know, once he gets back, we'll start communicating more and get into this playbook and everything. But, I see he's doing big things now, man, which is awesome for him for sure.
Yeah, big things, doing all that work with World Vision. And it's very one of those guys. I mean, a lot of guys are training. He's training and he's helping out. So it's good to see him doing that. Another guy I want to talk to you about on this receiving core is Terry Godwin, close to 1,000 yards receiving last year, a guy who's had ton of experience playing football with Georgia and the NFL and last year being his first full season in the CFL. But what do you see from him?
I mean, he's also, an exciting, explosive receiver too. I mean, he gets off the ball well. He works releases really well. He, you know, runs great routes, man. Even last year with the big one hand catch, that was amazing. You know, what I saw last year. So, I mean, he's just a guy also that's just, you know, explosive. And, you know, our job now is, man, we're trying to do with, you know, with Coach Scott. We just want to get the ball, you know, get the ball in their hands and just let them, you know, make plays after that. So that's our job, is to, you know, figure out ways to get those guys the ball.
The one guy who's been kind of growing throughout his first couple years in the CFL is Keandre Smith, and last year he made more steps. Is that a guy you feel like can make even bigger strides heading into next year?
Oh, definitely. I mean, his first couple of years he'd be doing a good job, and I think, you know, after those first, you know, couple of years, I feel like it's just the game start to slow down. You know, you start to understand it a little bit more, understanding what defense are doing. And I think he's in that position now where I feel like the game is going to slow down for him. He's going to, you know, figure out, you know, what the defense is trying to do. And, you know, just to have a guy like that, that's you know, also explosive, also, you know, a great route runner, to have him on the, you know, core, it just makes us even better. So, you know, I'm excited about, you know, his progression this year.
One final guy I want to mention on this receiving core, it's kind of a different one, is Thaddeus Moss coming in, a tight end, a guy who was impressive at LSU. But what is that? What can that bring, having that strong tight end presence on a CFL offense?
I think it's pretty big. I mean, you know, we're probably one of the few teams that have an American, you know, tight end. So it's pretty big. I know, you know, we're all excited to have him. Just watching a little bit of film on him, he's one of those guys that, you know, you just get the ball in his hands and he can make plays. So, you know, we're excited to have him, you know, excited to get him in camp and see what he can do. And, you know, it's going to be a fun, we got a fun group, man. It's going to be good times, man, for real.
Coach, you had a pretty successful career yourself, multiple 1,000-yard receiving seasons. You played a lot of games in the NFL. You were very successful in each league you went to. But how much does that help, being able to have that experience and having those 1,000-yard receiving seasons in the CFL to teach these guys or to help bring something to add to these guys?
Yeah, for me, I just wanted to bring, you know, throughout my career, it's just being consistent, you know, coming to work every day, you know, giving it my all. You know, I used to tell, you know, DBs I go against, like, man, you're going to have a long day. Even if it's practice, you're going to have a long day in practice. And, you know, that's what I'm trying to bring these guys, that, you know, every day is an opportunity to get better and better. I mean, you got to take advantage of every day. And I think, you know, but, you know, my work ethic and what I did, I think, you know, I try to bring that to the guys. It's just, we come out here every day just to work, get better, you know. Don't take advantage of every opportunity you have, because you never know.
Coach, you're one of the younger guys on this coaching staff, and you're not too far removed from your playing days. Can you still get up there with the best of them? Do you think you can still catch a few jump balls or what?
I might be able to get a couple first downs, but that's it. I might be able to go out there on second down, and that's it. I don't know if I can jump over anybody, but I'll be out there with my cleats running through drills and having fun with the guys during practices. So I'll definitely, bring the energy for sure.
When did it first come about for you to join this coaching staff? And you were in Saskatchewan last year, but this is one of the bigger or the biggest role you've had on a coaching staff so far. But when did that come about where Scott got a hold of you or coach got a hold of you to join his staff?
Yeah, right around, right after, I think, Christmas time, talked to Coach Scotty, he reached out and we communicated back and forth and, just set up an interview. And I think the connection was, very well during the interview. We had a great talk, had a great conversation. And I think he just felt my energy, the passion I have for the game. I mean, it did amazing things for me. And I just want to, help guys, achieve that goal. So I think for him, he just saw the energy I have and the passion I have for the game and just the love for the game. That's all I do is, think about football and how can I be better, as a person and as a coach. So that's my job.
You spent much of your career and coaching and as a player on the West Coast and or the West side of Canada playing in Saskatchewan for all those years and coaching in Saskatchewan. How's it feel to move your way east and join the Eastern Division here?
I'm excited. I mean, it won't get too cold, too early like it does on the West Coast. So that's also helpful. And also being from Buffalo, having that, connection with Luke Tasker, that's my guy I used to train him with, during the off season every year when we played. Yeah. CFL. So just having that connection, understanding, the passion Hamilton fans bring. I mean, that's always, you playing in Hamilton, that was always, the fans are going crazy right behind the bench, man.
Yeah.
So it's just something that you kind of understood and kind of felt on, being in Hamilton and being on the East Coast. So I'm excited to be a part of that.
And Luke Tasker being one of the voices now of the audio network doing such an excellent job. Have you connected with him at all since he heard you were coming over to Hamilton?
Yeah, he texted me a couple of weeks ago and told me he's excited and, told me how, great of an organization it was and, so many great people around the organization. So, I'm excited to get up there and get ready to go. And, it'd be fun to see him again. We haven't connected in about a year, so it'd be fun to, get to see him and chat it up.
That being from Buffalo, I guess the Hamilton Tiger Cats would have always been the closest team to you. A lot of Tiger Cats fans are Bills fans. But what do you remember from growing up in Buffalo about the CFL? It must have been something that you'd known already being so close.
Oh, yeah. We always watched a couple. It always was a couple games that they showed on TV. So I always knew. When I was younger, I always thought the game was just so fast. Like, oh, my God, you see receivers coming out of nowhere because it was the waggle. So I always thought of the game as just being so fast. And, as a player has planned it also, it's like, it's a fast game, it's back and forth. And I think my first time playing in a preseason game, I mean, they was calling, punt team, get ready after first down. I'm like, hold on, what's going on? So just understanding how fast the game was, even watching NFL games now, it's like, man, this is slow. They get a long time to relax, get back to the huddle. And how I love the CFL because of that. It's just, it's explosive, league. And I think that was one thing I saw was just how fast it moves.
What was one of the words of advice you would have given to younger receivers back in the day when they were coming here from America to the Canadian game? What's the biggest adjustments that need to be made for a guy who's playing his first year in Canada at receiver?
I think the biggest is conditioning. Come up here, condition, condition and ready to run. I think it's a lot more running, a lot more one-on-ones you do up here, a lot more just because it's a receiver game. A lot more conditioning, a lot more running, understanding the waggle. I think once you get to camp, you kind of understand it. You get a couple of weeks to kind of jump off sides a couple of times, but you learn to get it, eventually.
How long did it take you to get the waggle down? That's a tough one for some guys.
Yeah, yeah, it took about a week. I was off sides a couple of times my first couple of days of practice, but you get used to it after a while. After, a couple of people screaming at you, you get used to it for sure.
Were they making you do push-ups when you were doing penalties back then in training camp?
Oh, yeah.
So were you costing the boys a few push-ups back in the day?
Yeah, for sure. That was still alive, for sure.
Besides from football, I want to get into you as a person, but where are you spending your off seasons? Are you in Buffalo?
Yep, I'm back here in Buffalo.
Okay, so are you in Buffalo with your family?
Yep. So me and my fiance have a place out here in Buffalo.
Right on. Your fiance, so are you getting married soon?
Yeah, hopefully. We're trying to get it together. Right on.
So typically you're spending the off season to Buffalo. When you were training, were you training with guys in Canada still, or were you training back at home?
So I was training back in Buffalo, but we it's crazy because we had a couple guys. Remember Ernest Jackson that played in out in Ottawa. I went to school with him at the University of Buffalo, so he was out here training with me. Luke Tasker, like I said, he was out here training with me. It's funny because a kid that's up there, Jake, that was in quarterback that was in Saskatchewan.
Yeah,
he was coming out of college. We trained with him too, so it was always like a good CFL connection. Drew Willie, you know, that was my quarterback in college. He also trained with us, so it was a good connection that we had up here in Buffalo. That a bunch of CFL guys were just getting it in, and it helped us a lot.
What did it mean for you to not only play college ball in Buffalo, but also play professional in Buffalo? That must have been pretty insane for you to like wrap your head around that.
It was exciting. I mean, it was pretty crazy. You know, my first couple of games, I was getting 30, 40 tickets, you know what I mean? And you only get two free ones, so you paying for the rest. So it got kind of crazy for sure. But just being, you know, playing with the hometown team, I mean, it was nothing like you running outside of that, you know, running in that tunnel when it was – and what was it? It was Ralph Wilson Stadium back then when I was playing. So just running in that tunnel and, you know, having that experience and seeing those fans, it was amazing for sure.
Could you remember that first memory of like, hey, look at me, I'm playing pro ball for my hometown team right now? Is there a memory that sticks out to you back then?
Oh,
it wasn't that long ago. I mean, it's
crazy. It wasn't, but it was forever. I think going in there and seeing like guys like Lee Evans was a guy like, you know, younger growing up, just, you know, watching him play and being in the locker room with guys like that, it's like, wow, this is something, this is for real, you know what I mean? So seeing those guys in there, like, you know, like I said, Lee Evans, who else was the guy? Fitzpatrick was there when I got there.
Fitzmagic,
for sure. What was Jackson. He like? Fitzmagic was cool, man. Fitz was cool, man. He was probably one of the best teammates I ever had.
Really?
You know, even 1 year during the strike, the NFL strike, he actually flew like all the receivers, all the running backs. He flew into his house in like Arizona for like the week just to train with him and play basketball and just hang out. So he was definitely cool.
I think the memory I remember most of him is when he's wearing all the chains with no shirt on at the press conference. That's one of the most legendary Fitzpatrick moments. Do you have any memories of playing on the road in Hamilton at Tim Hortons Field?
Oh, for sure. For sure. That's what I'm saying, man. I feel like every time we came, it was packed. It was fans going crazy. As soon as you come out the tunnel, fans screaming at you, calling you all type of names. And during the whole game, I'm talking about the whole game, they're going crazy on you. It's crazy. But it was also fun because it was closest to Buffalo. So I would, you know, get like 10, 15 people come up, you know, from Buffalo to come up to the game. And, I mean, it was exciting, especially, the play against Tasker. I feel like I'm like, all right, Tasker scored a touchdown or something. I got to go make a big play. So it was always like a competition between us two where it was like, my boy do it. I got to do something. So I always remember those games.
The numbers were amplified for you guys. I'll have to look back at some of those box scores. We'll see both you guys with over 100 yards receiving against each other. Coach, before we go, what's your goal for this group of receivers and this offense and all ultimately this team heading into next year?
I think for as an offense, it's to be explosive. I think, we're excited. We've been putting in a good game plan. Like I said, we've been meeting almost every day as offensive staff of just trying to get stuff down and make that, you know, get that communication, get that chemistry down. And, you know, as a team, I think we're all excited. The whole coaching staff is excited, man. We've been, you know, getting with each other, communicating with each other, you know, very well. And I think that's the big thing is just communication, getting understanding for each other, you know, getting to know each other. And I think it's big things, man. I feel like we can get to that Grey Cup and, you know, and eventually, you know, hopefully take it this year. So we got a great group of guys, you know, on the team and on coaching staff and even, you know, the front office. We got, you know, great people. So, you know, it's going to be exciting.
Well, it's an exciting time, ready to get this season started up. And Coach, I'll be excited to meet you at Tim Hortons Field whenever the time comes in the next couple months. So once again, receivers coach for the Hamilton Tiger Cats, Naaman Roosevelt, thanks for joining me today, man.
No, thank you.